I am in love with the woman I am today. I am getting better, wiser, and stronger every day. I am feeling great, body, mind, and spirit. I am proud of myself and the choices I make. I am making smart investments in myself. I am free of physical, mental, and financial limitations. I am attracting healthy and honest relationships. I am happy and at peace in all areas of my life.
Hi, guys. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Ugly Truth, the podcast, where this podcast was created for women to have a safe space to love, embrace, and be themselves unapologetically, while giving them the tools to help them navigate through their journey of healing. Today, I have an amazing special guest, and I'm going to give her the chance to introduce herself to all of you guys.
Thank you, Jasmine, for having me. I'm sorry. I am Simone Talks. I am the founder and CEO of Simone Talks and Simone Signature Services. Simone Talks is my personal brand where I share my testimony and I talk about seeing yourself the way God sees you. Growing up, I was a dark-skinned girl. And if you grew up dark-skinned, you knew that that was not hip. That was not it. It was looked at as like the scarlet letter A. So in talking about everything that I've went through, it became my healing process and a part of my healing journey, which turned into Simone Talks, what I do today. Talk to others, empower others, encourage others to continue to see themselves the way that God sees them, the world views them. So that's just a little bit about me.
Yeah, Simone, I've been following your journey for a while. I've watched your YouTube videos. I also listen to your podcast as well. And I follow you on social media. So to see where you were then to where you are now, it's such an inspiring journey to watch. I do want to tell you that, like, I admire you a lot. Seeing from where you came from to where you are now. Do you want to give us a little bit of the back end story of Simone Talks?
So for those of you that know me and follow my brand, as y'all know, when I first started Simone Talks, I was like in this dark place. I was in a toxic relationship. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I quit my job because it was mentally draining. Like, it was emotionally draining and mentally draining. So I was just sitting in the house. I was in this relationship and I'm just like, God, I don't know what to do. Like, I really don't know what to do. And I always was like, oh, I talk. And my parents were like, Simone, you always talking. So I was like, maybe I can, you know, create videos and share about myself, talk about myself, do what I love. I fell in love with YouTube. So I was like, I'm going to make a YouTube channel. And then in me creating that YouTube channel, it built something in me. I don't even know how to explain it. It was just like, as soon as I did it, it was like, this is it. I was like, this is it. Like, this is what I want you to do. Be your authentic self while still sharing my word, while still enjoying life, while still helping others, while still encouraging others. And from there, it's just been nothing but, all I can say, it's been nothing but God. It's been nothing but God on my brand, in my podcast, in my videos, in my content that I create, and everything that I do. It's been all God. I've just been here for the ride. I always say, whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And he's like, okay, say and do this. I'm like, okay, you got it. That's really how it is. I'm just a willing vessel to what he wants me to do.
One of the things that stuck out to me about you was you always spoke about God. You always said something about how God is the head of your life and you follow what he tells you to do. And I think that is so important because social media, life general, people don't really talk about God like that. They don't talk about how they made it to this point because of God and how he has helped save them from a lot of things. So I know for me, that was one of the things that like drawn me to listening to your podcast and listening to your YouTube videos as well, was you always spoke about God. And I know for me, I do the same. I'm always reminding people, hey, listen, I'm here because of God. He seen something that I didn't see. And like you said, it is very important to know, to learn how to see ourselves as God sees us. Mm-hmm. How was that process for you, learning to view yourself the way God views you, God loves you, and how he values you?
So I'm not gonna lie, it was not easy. I'm gonna keep it 100% honest. Like, I'm very transparent. When I first started my healing journey, I actually started on the outside. You know, I dressed myself up. You know, I had, in order for me to feel beautiful, first I did a little backwards. I had to feel beautiful outside. Before I saw myself the way God saw me, I had to see, okay, Simone, you're beautiful. You know, despite your skin complexion, despite your crooked smile, despite whatever people may say, you're beautiful on the outside. So I started outside in. I dressed the outside up and I got into fashion. I got into makeup. I got into hair. And then even though it gave me a sense of confidence, it was like, okay, but you're still doing wild stuff. You're still hanging with your friends. You're still entertaining men that really don't care about you. Like, you're still doing these things. And you think the makeup is what, the beauty that you create on the outside is what's helping you, but it really wasn't. Like, it was just a cover up. So once I really realized, okay, so I'm beautiful on the outside. Okay, I see that now. Then I had to go inward. And that's when I started seeing myself the way that God saw me. Once I started really addressing my trauma and seeing what I've gone through and getting into his word, like, my first podcast was about toxic situationships. And Michael Todd, he has a whole relationship goals series that he did. And that was the stepping stone. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is how God see me. This is what God says. Like, when I got into that message heavily, I was like, oh my gosh, like, God doesn't care. Like, don't get me wrong, he loves how, he cares about how we look on the outside, but it's our heart that he's truly after. Like, I always tell people, beauty is skin deep. It's skin deep. Like, what we are on the inside, we exude on the outside. Like, we might look pretty, but sometimes when we look rough, you know, your energy, it travels. Like, people can feed off your energy because we're spiritual beings. So that's how I really started. I started outward building confidence, and then I had to go inward to work on my traumas and myself. And then I had to team up with God, because once we go inside and we really look at what we've gone through or what we've done, we see the ugliest parts of us. Mm-hmm. Like, we see it as ugly, like your podcast says, the ugly truth. We see it as ugly and we see it as true, but we don't really see it how God sees it. Like, we're like, dang, I did this, I did that, I'm this and I'm that. And it's like, God, he doesn't even see us like that. Even in Isaiah 61, it says that he gives us beauty for ashes. Like, we look at ourselves as ashes because of what we've done, or X, Y, and Z, but God really sees beauty in us, and we have to team up with him. Once I team up with him, once you team up with God and see yourself the way God sees you, it's over. It's over. Yeah. Don't be like me. Don't go inside out. Don't go outside and go inside out. That's what I want to say.
And honestly, I think people go from, they go outside and then go inward, mm-hmm. because the outside is the easiest part. I mm-hmm. mean, it's easy to go buy some cute clothes, put on, like you said, put on makeup, put on your heels, and grab your bag and take some pictures. It's easy for you to do that. Now, mm-hmm. that inside work, that's something different, okay? And I know from experience, too, how hard it can be to, like you said, realize, like, that not even, like, your trauma, but, like, the things you've done wrong to bring trauma to others. Mm-hmm. That was the hardest part for me.
I think we, that's hard for everyone to look at themselves and say, when I was this version of me, I did this to people, versus seeing it as, I wasn't my best self. And because I wasn't my best self, I didn't do the best things for others. Like, It's taking accountability, but it's also giving yourself grace because we're humans. Like this life, the life that we're experiencing, this is new to us. It's not like we've been here. People say we've been here before, but it's like we're learning as we go. This is a journey. So it's like, yes, you have to check yourself, but you also have to give yourself grace because as you grow and as you change, so does so much in you, like your actions, how you treat people, how you talk to people. So you definitely have to be careful in giving yourself grace in how you change and how you evolve. Because we take what we learn and then we walk with it. We live by it.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. Now, with your relationship with God, I know for me, I'm still working on my relationship with God. I believe it has gotten stronger as far as like faith wise. I remember not having much faith, but I prayed on it and God helped me build that faith through different events that happened in my life. It taught me to, you know, count on Him. For example, I had lost my job, and when I lost my job, you know, you start wondering, where's money going to come from and how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? And I didn't have nobody to look to but God. So during that tough time, I had to start praying more and more and reading my Bible and listening to different sermons and just studying and believing in His word and what He seen fit for my life, even through that tough time, because it was very, very tough. What advice would you give anybody if they were building a very secure relationship with God or trying to learn to build one?
First, I would say, like you said, you have to step outside yourself, because a lot of times, like you shared, you lost your job. That's a very hard thing to go through. And to be reliant on a job and yourself, because you have to wake up every day. God wakes us up as well, but sometimes we see this. I have to wake up every day, I have to go to work, I have to go to this job, I have to supply all my needs. So to secure a relationship with God, sometimes God will move things out of our life so that we can be dependent on Him. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I just quit my job. It was a wonderful place, but the place that I'm in, I had to understand that what I want and what God has for me is the total opposite. Like, I wanted that job. God didn't want me to get that job, to be totally honest. So I had to be like, okay, God, I didn't got this job. I didn't did what, you know, I know this ain't what you wanted from me. I had to stick it out. Like, I had to really, you really have to get outside yourself. Like, even though we put ourselves in things that we desire, that God truly doesn't desire for us, He still loves us in spite of it. So to have a secure relationship with Him, you have to go to Him. One, you have to go to Him naked, pure and raw. Like, we think we have to go to God perfect, whole, and 100. No, go to Him naked. Go to Him pure. Go to Him raw. First off, how you gonna go to Him whole when He sees and He knows all? So to try to fake with God about what He really knows about you, it's kind of counterproductive. So one, I want to say, to secure your relationship with God, go to Him naked, raw, and pure. If you can get naked before anyone, it is God. I'm just going to be honest with you. He loves us in spite of everything. He doesn't judge us. Like, that's the one person that's going to love you unconditionally. Two, get into his word. Once you get into His, you have to have a relationship with God. You have to know God. You can't trust God if you don't even know about Him. If you don't know His word, if you don't have nothing to stand on, how are you going to have a secure relationship with somebody and trust Him? So go before Him naked, get into His word, pray. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to have a pretty prayer. You can literally have a conversation with God. A lot of people say, I don't know how to pray. Prayer is literally, it's a conversation with God. You have conversations all the time. It's literally a conversation with God. That's all it really is. And also test His word. Test Him. Like, I didn't have moments where I was in a situation and I was like, God, You said in Your word this verse, so this will come to pass. This will happen. Like, I will go to God and tell Him what He said. And it will come to pass. It will happen. So you have to have faith in what you're saying as well to have a secure relationship with God. But to have any relationship with God, you have to see yourself how he sees you. See yourself how he sees you and know that God is love. We were created in his image and in his likeness. So that's what I would say to create a secure relationship with God. That's what I learned and what's helped me.
Yeah, I love that. I wrote it down. Ain't nothing wrong with having more. Girl, I always write them down. But one thing that I've been working on too is, like you said, seeing yourself how God sees you. That is literally one of my daily prayers, to see myself how he sees me, mm-hmm. and also see others the way he sees them. Mm-hmm. It's so hard for us to hold grudges or hold hatred in our heart for, you know, the way people have hurt us. And I believe that's not of God. I'm not saying you should be like, okay, they hurt me, I'm gonna just pat you on the back. But I do believe that holding hatred and grudges towards other people does not benefit you in any way. Mm-hmm. I believe it actually makes you heavy. All of that energy and holding a grudge and hate towards someone, it makes your heart very, very heavy. Mm-hmm. And God don't want that for us. Like you said, God is love. God is peace. God is abundance. So I believe it is very important to always pray. That's one of my daily affirmations. God, teach me to see others and myself the way that you see us. So I love that you said that. I think that's very important for a relationship with God. Period.
I agree. And another way to see others or see ourselves the way you have, I do daily affirmations. Mm-hmm. I do biblical affirmations. That's what I do. I say what his word says about me. Like, you literally have to speak. It says, Proverbs 18:21, life and death lies in the power of your tongue. You have to speak it. You can literally also speak his word over you and others to create that space.
Yes, you're right. You have to watch what you speak as well. It's so easy to speak bad upon your life or negativity. Mm-hmm. And that stuff comes to pass. It really does. And that was something that I had to learn, to watch what I say. Even as a joke, it's not even funny, because the stuff you're saying, energy starts to feed into that and it becomes your reality. And then you're like, wow, like, why is this happening to me? Well, you kind of did say that before. Mm-hmm. And you done put that into the atmosphere, and now look.
Mm-hmm. You seeing what you spoke, it says the fruits thereof, it will come to pass.
Yes, it definitely will. And I've seen it happen so many times, and I'm like, whoa, what is going on, God? And God said, you know what? You need to learn to watch what you say out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. No matter if you're angry, sad, whatever, certain stuff you should just not say. So I learned to speak, like you said, affirmations. I say them all the time, all day. They're reminders of my phone. I have notifications constantly going off, because it teaches me to speak more positivity into my life. Mm-hmm. It's so easy for us to get wrapped up into complaining. Mm-hmm. Even complaining. When you go to complaining, that's adding more fuel to the fire. So even when I am going through like a tough time in life, and I feel the moment to want to complain and vent, I always try and change it around and be like, well, you know what? I'm glad I'm able to do this. Or like, I'm glad God has put me in a position where I can do this or do that. Even if it is draining the heck out of me, I'm mm-hmm. able to do it, because I remember when I wasn't. Mm-hmm. So that is very important. Watch what you say out of your mouth.
Yes.
I have really enjoyed this episode with you. Thank you for all the amazing advice. And thank you again for taking time out of your day to join me and to share your story.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I hope what I said helped somebody, touch somebody. That's all I really like stand for and ask God for. So hopefully something I said blessed you in this conversation that we had.
Of course. Even your videos, girl. I always find something that I'm just like, okay, I needed that. So I do want to say, keep doing what you're doing. Even if it's one person, it's touching someone. And I always have to remind myself of that too. It's touching someone. Someone is getting it. Someone needs it. And I think that's very important to remind us because sometimes we just feel like, you know what, God, I don't think nobody see it. But they see it. They hear you. But before we go, I do like to ask all of my guests to give us one piece of advice that may have helped them in their journey of life that you would like to share.
So I have a phrase that I go by. And I want to share it with y'all because a lot of times we get silent when we start going through stuff. So I just want to leave with y'all to let you know if the enemy can keep you quiet, he can keep you in bondage. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, open up your mouth and declare that it's going to change, that this is just temporary, that there's greater on the other side. So don't be silent in whatever you go through because the more silent that you are, the easier it is for you to stay in that. And I learned that the hard way. I was quiet through everything I went through. So the bondage, the pain, the hurt, the despair, it stayed on me longer because I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to acknowledge it. So I truly just want to encourage y'all to open up your mouth. Even if you can't talk, write. Acknowledge how you're feeling so that you won't stay stuck in whatever it is. Because one thing we can't get back is time. So you want to allow yourself to feel what you feel, go through what you're going through, but you don't want to stay stuck in it because we all have a purpose and a testimony that people need to hear.
Wow, so that sent chills through my body. Because you're right, it is so easy to be silent about the things that you are experiencing. And a lot of people do it because they feel like no one will understand. But like you said, it's somebody out here that's waiting for your story. And the only way they can hear it is if you open your mouth. Speaking your truth, I'm very firm, a firm believer. And speaking your truth is your truth.
I agree.
So I love that quote, and I'm gonna have to add that to my mirror.
Thank you. I'm trademarking it.
You
I made that up myself.
better go ahead. You better do
I made that, you know, the Lord,
it now because
he's
that's too
talking.
good.
It's in a process now because I was like, hold up, now nah, that's good, Lord. That's
Deep.
good.
That is deep. I
But
agree.
this has been amazing. Jasmine, I do want to say to continue to do what you're doing. The ugly truth is something we don't want to face as people, even as a community, as a whole. So I do want to encourage you to continue to have the conversations that we don't want to have, to speak on the things that we don't want to speak on, because it's needed.
Yes, it is. Thank you, girl. Again, I appreciate you, and you keep going as well.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right.